So welcome everyone to day 33 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. We're on the backside of the mountain, heading out the backside of the mountain. App image for today, this snowy day. So to begin, I'd like to invite you to just take a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Let go of the morning you've already had. Let yourself settle into a present moment awareness. Let go of what you're anticipating or worried about for right now. The worry is not going to change anything. And continuing our discussion of resilience, leaving behind intimacy and moving on to our next topic, which is courage. Really leaning into all the ways in which we have courage. And particularly today, the courage to speak from the heart. Like all the ways in which we can connect to our authentic self and to speak up for that in our relationships, particularly. And I was thinking about this morning and thinking about all the little helpful suggestions when it comes to right speech, because that's really what we're talking about. And I wrote down a couple. One of them is to ask yourself, is it kind? Is it true? Is it helpful? Another way to look at it is, does it need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? And does it need to be said now? And then my favorite, which the acronym is WAIT. Why am I talking? So really to be able to take that pause and to look at our intentions to speak up and to also lean into that sense of courage that it takes to speak from the heart, to really tap into that vulnerability that which we've been kind of talking about all along, and to not only be able to do it, but I want to invite you to just notice how it feels to you when you're able to do it. When you're able to speak truthfully from your heart. And really lean into that sense that it gives you, the courage that it gives you. Because we're really building these inner resources. And as I've said about many things over the years, practice when it's easy because you're going to need it when it's hard. All right, so practice today, if you have the opportunity, for just speaking from the heart and really connecting with that intention for yourself, even if it's something small, particularly if it's something small, and to just notice the feeling of it and lean into it and appreciate your ability to do that. So, bringing our heart into our formal practice, because I think speaking from the heart includes how we speak to ourselves. So notice that as well. So taking your seat, feeling that sense of ground underneath you, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting here on this snowy day. And then from that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, connecting to that natural human dignity and courage, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening in front, resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body, the warmth and joy of our practice together.